Sean Bay's Never Tired Podcast.
Understand that there's a tactic. Understand that there's a will. Understand something. I want you to really picture this, okay? Satan falls because he thinks he's going to sit on the throne, overtake, and have God's praise and power and just completely just run heaven the way he wants to run it. Ludicrous. Crazy thought, right? True. Absolutely nuts. Yet, he thinks these things. Now, I want you to pause just for a hot minute right there, and I want you to think of something. And we're going to go into this more in depth, but I'm just trying to give you a quick, fast, get ready, studied up, and then let's go through this. It obviously was more of a baby thought in the other angels' minds and thoughts, because he took a third of them with him that basically agreed. You had the leader, then you had the followers. How was this possible? And the other ones didn't have this thought or just did not act upon it? Well, it's already set, folks. The beginning of wisdom really truly is the fear of the Lord. Because you don't know all of his plans. You don't know what he's doing just to show love to his chosen few. Gotta read Romans and go back and understand. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church. Combination of rocks, which do grow over time, is a mountain. Start clicking some things together. Now, Moses was told, he said, I will stand before you, and with this rod struck rock. And he was told to hit it in the water will come out. Fed everybody the cattle. It's all good. They got their thirst quenched. The second time it happened, he was told to speak to the rock. Yet he called them rebels and went up there and struck the rock again with his rod when he was told specifically to speak to the rock. Spirit. God said this to him. Spirit expressly. Water came out, but God was very angry. Why? So we could say that he was being rebellious and disobeyed a direct command. I ask you, he knows the beginning to the end. He knows all your actions. He knows your thoughts before they even enter into your mind. How does he know your thoughts before they even enter into your mind? So if he knows your thoughts even before they enter into your mind, then whose will is being done? Put it together, folks. It says choose life. You know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Well, in the power of the tongue, the word became flesh. In the beginning was the word. How is most likely the word is spoken? You catching? It says choose life. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. The only thing you can really do, folks, is believe or not believe. It's really all you can do is have hope in them or not have hope in them. And really, the only thing that you can do is have faith in them or not have faith. For without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. Because you don't know, but his will be exact. Let's take this for an example. We want the equation to be 2. There's more than one ways for the equation to be 2. Just a couple of examples. 1 plus 1 equals 2. 4 minus 2 will equal 2. There's many ways. So it doesn't matter if you're faithing it now, or hoping it less, or believing in more. You might be pushed ahead just to be drawn back. Or you might be just pushed ahead to equal what's right. How would you not understand everybody has a position in the place that they play? Let's go just a tad bit more. And we're going to go a lot more in depth, but let's go a tad bit more. Check this out. Man is created, animals, woman, all is, you know, created on earth in paradise. There where the serpent, the enemy, is. The tree of life, the tree of knowledge. Out of all the trees, did they not eat up the tree of life? Because it was blocked. Because if they eat of this, you know, they can, you know, telling. They be living on. In the tree of knowledge, you eat that, you know, you're going to, eyes will be open, as the devil told them. Think about this. Was it set up for man to fail, to show his affection to his chosen? Was the fall? I mean, let's take it back one step. If he knows your thoughts before they even enter into your mind, then asking you something must be already the answer he already expected. So the outcome he already knows, because he's already set the stage. He knew you before. And when he says he never knew you in judgment day, it is because. Folks, it's an organic plan. And the only thing you can do is truly have faith. You don't have as much will, because his will be done. And who can throw off the Lord's will? All these things are done for our example. For us to learn, to understand, to believe, to have faith in him. And those who believe and have faith, for many are called, but called for what? Because just because I know of you, doesn't mean I know you. I might have heard of you. I might have known of you. I might have even fed you. I might have even helped you. And vice versa, we know, of course. I might have done a deal with you. But it doesn't mean I actually know you. Can work with you every single day, and I could tell somebody, yeah, great person, and you're doing all these shady things behind closed doors. I just know about you. And think about it this way, and that's how he can say, hey, you wicked one, because I know about you. You have faith, you didn't believe. Folks, you're going to be used regardless. Do you want to be the one being used as a toilet, or do you want to be the one used to feed, nourish, and be a part of the blessing? You can add negativity to the system and tie up garbage, or you can sow in something positive and be about that outcome. Again, as I said, we're going to go a little bit more into this, but please understand and Lord guide me, because I don't want to speak ill or wrong, but I say with all faith, and thank you for having patience with me, we really got to take into account that all-knowing God, and praying for his will to be done. And it don't even matter if you pray for it or not, his will be done, because your plans can be thwarted. God's plans will never be thwarted. So really, who has the upper hand here? And if he knows the beginning to the end, then there's no surprise to God. And yes, we can read different translations and they say certain different things in the word. And we can say, well, it says here, he never knew it, never entered into his mind. It never, this, never that. I guaranteed you folks, there's an understanding way. And we're going to get into some of those, all of those, as much as we can find, because he's running the whole show. That's why he don't want you blaspheming the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is him, and the Holy Spirit cries out and utter things that you don't even understand. It pleads and it cries out. Get it? Cries out. To blaspheme is to speak out against the crying out. For he wishes that no one shall perish. Folks, faith is real. And that's why you do not celebrate when you feel like some type of justice is being served, somebody is getting punished, and you're just so happy that they're getting theirs. Because God will turn his attention away from them in respect to what it was. And you don't want him to look at you, because that will be getting his attention. But he will already have known. The only thing is to seek knowledge, truth, and understanding. Ask for that wisdom. And have faith that even the locust to the anteater, and bring it to all the way to a human being. It's a very complicated thing to do. And yet he said it was good. Why? Because of the hands of who prepared it. God is good. Remember this. Do everything to increase your faith, your belief, and your hope in the Lord Christ. Because it cost him a lot. And hey, truth be told, yes, there are some that are chosen. Because many are called. But there are also a number that will come in. Waiting for that number of Gentiles. We're going to do more. Peace.